You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Every knee and every tongue surely shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, for there's none. No other name given under heaven by which man can be saved except the name of Jesus Christ. He has been given a name which is above of every principality, all power. That is the name Jesus Christ. We are here to pray at today's blessed Monday of Bethel Encounter. As we go through the month, for each day that we pray according to God's word, surely our lives cannot remain the same. Psalm 19 verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Today our prayer is centered on a clean heart for his purpose. Psalm 51 verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. We must ensure that the meditations of our hearts are in line with God's word, because the meditations of our heart shapes our lives. The meditations of our heart shapes our lives. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. So it's very important that we guard our hearts, in which are our meditations. Our meditations shape our lives. God, our strength and redeemer, cleanses our inner motives and desires so they align with his purpose. The Lord help us that our inner motives and desires would align with his word and his will, in the name of Jesus. From this, we see that, one, we ought to ask God daily to search our hearts and reveal hidden motives. We know from scripture the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it except the Lord, whose word searcheth our hearts like a two-edged sword, cutting asunder bone and marrow. The word of God can separate our intent from God's intents and make us see the difference and how to align by the power of the Holy Spirit. From Psalm 139 verse 23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. It is only the Lord by his Spirit who can search our hearts and know all our thoughts. Some which escape with us having no knowledge of it. Say that, oh, before I realized my mind was just roaming. It's escaped somewhere. What were you thinking about? I can't even recall. The mind is gone. Number two, replace worrying and negative meditation with meditating on scripture. It is not easy. It takes a lot of effort. But as you commit to it and you keep trying, you get it right, by God's grace, in Jesus' name. Psalm 77 verse 12, I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. One strategy you can use is you have colleagues who you can study scripture with at the office. You can have a colleague that you can study scripture with at school, in your dormitory. You can have a colleague that you study scripture with at your classroom. You can have another colleague that you study scripture with. Surround yourself with people who you can study scripture with and not other things. But to study scripture with. I remember in my final year at one level, I had a roommate. His name, Jacob. And I recall that for some time, we would keep studying God's word. And sometimes it will surprise you if you are doing it alone. Maybe you read one chapter and then you begin to yawn. And sometimes we find ourselves just discussing scripture for 3 hours. And it's so exciting. And you know what? The scripture now was becoming our language. Sometimes you realize that someone will say something and say, hey, that word have I hidden in my heart. And someone will quote another scripture. It's like now we realize that the scriptures had now become our daily discussion and conversation. So don't let it only be at ministry when you come for ministry meetings. Sometimes you find people in a choir at church and yet their discussions are always carnal discussions. Hey, how was the style? Hey, this time we are doing this or that. Never discussing God's word. It is an error under the sun and it will get you into unnecessary bondages and unnecessary things. It will drain you. Don't only go into scripture when you realize that you have to go and teach something. But let it be a discussion among colleagues, where the word of God constantly becomes a reference point for discussion. You see something on YouTube, everything you see, just relate it, whether on TikTok or, because we keep saying, don't go on TikTok, but you'll find yourself there. Whatever you go and do there, relate it to scripture. Come back and relate it to scripture. Let it, scripture be our discussion on a daily basis. Amen. Number 3, confess and forsake any heart attitude. Wow. So the heart can have an attitude. You can be so full of bitterness that your heart becomes a bitter heart. So now it becomes the lens of all your processes. You can be so fearful that your heart becomes a fearful heart, that it begins to see everything through the lens of fear. You can be so prideful. Every day, small pride, then it's growing and growing. Then your heart becomes heart proud. And everything, it starts screening it according to the lens of pride. The Lord help us and deliver us from every wrong status of heart in the name of Jesus. Because a wrong status of heart displeases God. God will say, I'm concerning David, this is a guy whose heart is after me. That's what God will say concerning David. So you see that even where David is wrong, and then he's rebuked, repentance comes in, he apologizes and says, I'm sorry, forgive me. And God would listen. Today, the Lord corrects our hearts by his Holy Spirit, who is able to search through our hearts and see every corner in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Now we are praying our first prayer. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. So we are praying concerning the security of our hearts, guarding our hearts with all diligence. And it's the Holy Spirit who can help us. You are praying, Father in heaven, help me guard my heart diligently. In Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray this prayer right now. In the name of Jesus,
according to your word, receives as regard my heart, with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Father, and you should help me to guard my heart diligently.
Help me guard my heart, O Lord. Help me guard my heart. Lord, help me guard my heart. Help me guard my heart.
Help me guard my heart diligently.
Be the circumference of my heart. Lord, by your word and the name of Jesus.
Help me guard my heart. The right issues will come out of my heart in the name of Jesus. name of Jesus.
We are praying our second prayer. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. We are praying, Father in heaven, make me pure in heart so I can see you more clearly. In Jesus' name, please pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. Father in heaven, make me pure in heart. Make me pure in heart. In the name of Jesus. You can put your hand upon your heart as you pray this prayer. With earnestness. Be earnest. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart, my portion forever. Psalm 73, verse 26. We are praying, Father in heaven, when my heart fails, be the strength of my heart and my portion forever in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Father in heaven, be the strength of my heart. You are the strength of my heart. Be the strength of my heart, Father in heaven. Be the strength of my heart. Be the strength of my heart. Be my portion and my portion forever. My portion forever. Be the strength of my heart. Be the strength of my heart. Jesus is standing at the door of our hearts, knocking. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. If you open up your heart today, for all those who have not given their lives to Christ Jesus, if you open up your heart today, the Lord Jesus will come in and he will dine with you. Today will be a totally different day. It will be the beginning of a new life. You'll be born again by the Spirit of God. And do this by saying this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, today I come before you. Thank you for granting me the opportunity to give my life to you today. I turn away and I repent from every evil way, all my old ways, Lord. And I turn towards you that please be my Lord. I receive you as my Savior and my King. And from this day onwards, I want to serve you. I choose to serve you with my life. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
As we come to the close of this meeting, also it says in Psalm 37, verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in Him, He will grant us the desires of our hearts. So as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to His will in time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We praise Your name forevermore, hallelujah. We praise Your name forevermore, hallelujah. give your prayer topics and give the Lord thanks. Give the Lord thanks. Give your Lord thanks. Give the Lord thanks. Give the Lord thanks. From the depth of your hearts, we praise you. 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 Rada bayande ne ne moshaya bakabayande. Makora mashali andadadaba. Lord, we give you all the glory. Lord, we give you all the praise. Thank you. Thank you. You have heard us. You have heard us. You have given us hearts. Hearts, hearts, hearts fully surrendered unto you. Hearts that are helped by you. Hearts that are strengthened by you. Hearts that will meditate and focus on things that are true, that are of a good report, that are honest in the name of Jesus, that are praiseworthy. And thank you that every documented prayer request is done. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. We praise, we praise, we praise, we praise.
If you gave your life to Christ in the service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us on 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved, and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.